following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Wednesday edition. Good morning, everyone. Glad to have you along with us, Doug Duda, on this Wednesday program full of a variety of talk, baseball, College World Series style. Stayed up late last night watching that 15 inning. Woo! Man. But good quality ball game, and Virginia gets the win, 3-2 over TCU. Also, a bottom of the ninth win yesterday for Mississippi, their first since 1969, as they eliminate Texas Tech. Red Raiders go 0-2 in their first appearance in Omaha, 2-1 the final there. And coming up tonight, it'll be Texas and UC Irvine, a rematch of the opening game of the College World Series from Saturday, which Irvine won, even though probably Texas should have. Irvine had one inning. They scored three runs in the eighth and won that ball game. We will talk with Dustin McCombs from orangeblood.com on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Also, we're going to go to Hastings and talk with Russ Kindig, head coach of the seniors in Hastings. They won. They opened at Duncan Field last night, but it didn't go well for his ball club. Congratulations. Kind of one of those things, I guess. First game played at the new renovated ballpark, a no-hitter. Unfortunately for Hastings, it was against him. Peyton Pocock of Kearney throws the complete game no-hitter, so congratulations to that young man. And they're playing again tonight, so we'll talk with Russ Kindig at the bottom of the hour. Also, Eric Strickland going to join us on today's Doug and Daddy Show, former Husker. How many people knew he was at New Mexico Highlands? How much longer will he be there? There's been a coaching change. He was there last season. That's been about it. But he's part of the LiveWellNebraska.com, LiveWellNebraska tour. Next week is the Cornhusker State Games Torch Run. You may remember last year, Jordan Larson and Kurt Tomasevich put on clinics across the state in conjunction with the Torch Run. Well, that's what Eric Strickland's going to be doing. He'll be at the Kearney YMCA next Wednesday and at the Grand Island YMCA next Thursday. And we'll talk with Eric about that, the Cornhusker State Games, what he's been up to, and probably chat a little bit about the NBA as well as we take a look at what's been going on there. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you would like to Facebook us, it's ESPN Superstation. Tweet us at ESPN 1460. 1550 at ESPN 1460 1550 and the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com. I've been debating whether to do what I'm about to do here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I think it's time. If you've listened to the Doug and Daddy Show for a long, long time, then you'll recognize this. You'll know what we're talking about. But I think, Jeff, this will be the determining factor. This will be the determining factor whether this ever probably gets played on the Doug and Daddy show again.
I was literally 50-50 on the third join back today between this song and another song, and I did not go with this one because I did not want to be the reason for something bad to happen.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at, way at, way at. Now there you go, peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Years ago, when the Royals were supposed to start getting good, you guys remember when that was? We kind of played that every time they won. And a couple of times they went on some pretty good winning streaks, and we thought, hey, maybe that'll catch on. Maybe the Doug and Daddy show, you know, those stupid songs that certain big-time radio stations make. You've heard them for a variety of Boston Red Sox or Miami Dolphins, San Diego Chargers. And the Chargers one is, that's a long time ago, so that's not the one we're talking about. There's five or six of them out there that are really lame, just like that. And so we thought maybe a little peanut butter jelly time would be our claim to fame. And then the Royals, they kind of quit winning. And then it was like, they didn't win again for a few years. So the Royals have moved into first in the American League Central. They've won 9 in a row. Mike Moustakas and Alex Gordon, 2-run home runs last night. They have beat up two of the best pitchers, Cy Young Award winners, the last two nights. All over Justin Verlander Monday night. Last night it was Max Scherzer. So again, now that the big two are gone, you can almost guarantee that the winning streak will be snapped tonight. But it's 9 in a row for the Royals. They were 7 back on May 20th. And as we come 1 month later, on June the 18th, one day before one of the most significant days in American history tomorrow, we see that the Royals now have a half-game lead over Detroit. They play again tonight on the Breeze, 94.5. Cleveland is 3 back. The Sox are 4.5 back. Now, again, let's not get all crazy here. If the Royals' 38-32 record would get them into the playoffs, though, right now, as a wild card, as things set. Best record of the American League? Oakland. And if the Royals were in the West, they'd be 4.5 back because they have an identical record to the Los Angeles Angels. So it's not like the AL Central is tough, but it's early enough that everybody's kind of tight together. You don't see outside of Tampa Bay, which is hard to believe. Outside of Tampa Bay, the American League is 9 games from the bottom to the top. I mean, 32 wins for Minnesota and Houston. They are at the outside of Tampa Bay, who has 28, and then the most is 43 Oakland, 41 Toronto, and 38 Kansas City. But Toronto, Kansas City, and Oakland are leading in the American League. In the National League, Washington, Milwaukee, San Francisco. What would happen if the playoffs started today? That's just crazy, folks. Crazy. But the Royals have got the job done there. Also, getting a lot of play today because the United States Women's Open will tee off tomorrow. And this 11-year-old Lucy Liu, I believe her name is, she's 11. She's 11. And she shot under par to qualify, the youngest ever for a major sporting golfing event. The Kearney Junior Golf Classic wrapped up yesterday. They played one round Monday at Metalark Hills, and yesterday the final round was at the Kearney Country Club. They only play 9 holes if you're in her age division. And the winner shot 91, which is great. Hey, that's great. I'm just saying, this 11-year-old is amazing. And again, she's, I guess, just a phenom, a product, and has that gene in her. And her parents put her in that at an early age. And you can see some YouTube videos on her of her on the driving range. And, you know, handling the press, you can tell just at the press conference, nervous and fidgety, but think about it. Think about it if you have a 5th, 6th, 7th grader. Just maturity level. Just putting him on our radio show, not in front of the whole nation and the whole world. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So it'll be interesting to see what she does at the U.S. Women's Open, which is on the same course, Pinehurst number 2, that the men played last week. And outside of Martin Keimer, 1-under was the best. So what could they possibly shoot for the women this weekend? That is
Unbelievable. And while we're on it, the Kearney Junior Golf results, congratulations to your placers in the girls 9-12. Danica Badura was the winner. Addison Mitchell was second. Bailey Steele finished in third. In the girls 13-15, Kendra Plocky, Madeline Murray, and Faith Harris were your top three. And the girls 16 and up, Micah Mestel, Kylie Teal, and Paige Mestel were your top three. For the boys, age 7-11, Cole Feddersen was the winner, followed by Ethan Shaw, and then Brody Darnell and Blake Barner tied for third. In the boys 12-13, Reed Malik, Jake Kluver, Jake Ellis. Boys 14-15, Ishan Sood over from Grand Island, Court Steele, Cade McCallum, and boys 16, Hunter Quinn, Cody Trout, and Ryan Clark. Other youngsters are competing in the Nebraska Junior Match Play, which is going on in McCook, and the first two rounds were completed yesterday for both the boys and the girls. For the girls, with just 16, that gets them into the semifinals. Tori Pierce of Grand Island beat Morgan Teal of Kearney in the first round, and then Haley Teal of Wahoo, the number one seed, beat Tori Pierce in the quarterfinal round yesterday, while Brandy Lemick of Donovan lost one up in the first round. The semifinals going on this morning. For the boys, Lucas Gross-Nicholas, and we can probably get an update here for you after the break, won his first two matches today, and he's playing the number 32 seed, Justin Coffey of Lincoln. The last guy in, he upset number one seed Jake Hottam in the opening round, and so at this age, anything can happen. Austin Murray of Kearney won his first match and was defeated in his second match yesterday. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a whole lot more to get to, but when we return, Dustin McCombs, OrangeBlood.com from the College World Series in Omaha, talk a little Longhorn baseball after this.
The Village Green at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village offers seniors a comfortable lifestyle in a caring community. The Village Green is designed to accommodate those who require a little extra. Apartments feature full kitchen, spacious living room, accessible bathroom, and an emergency call system. Services include a noon meal, housekeeping, and transportation. The Village Green can help you maintain your independence with services to keep you safe and healthy. Contact Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see sunny skies today with the possibility for some isolated storms later on with a high in the middle 90s. And then for tonight, thunderstorms are likely to come through with a temperature in the mid-60s. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Brad Rogers. Right now it's 82.
If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga...
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Hoping to make your summer a very, very happy one, whether you need a new or pre-owned vehicle from the fine folks at Midway, or whether you just need some work done, or you just want to maybe win something off the Facebook page. The Midway Auto Dealerships have enjoyed hosting social media contests in the past. They've given away everything from tickets, Huskers, Storm, iPads, concert tickets. And now, one of the most exciting will be Midway's Extreme Giveaway, in which one lucky winner will win a Kawasaki Vulcan 900 and a free skydive package courtesy of Atlas Skydive. Midway will also be celebrating the Buffalo County Fair with VIP package giveaway contest courtesy of Midway and the Buffalo County Fair. If you aren't already a fan, like the Midway Auto Dealerships on Facebook today and your chance to win some real great prizes. Once again, Midway taking care of you. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, thinkmidway.com. That's your Midway Auto Dealerships. One other golf note, the USAM Publink sectional qualifying was yesterday in Omaha at Johnny Goodman. UNK's Michael Colgate, who was named the D2 All-American yesterday, was the first loper to ever play in the national championship and finished 19th last month. He was your winner, so he's on to the next round along with Matt Record out of Scottsdale, Arizona. So congratulations to Michael Colgate. So not just baseball in Omaha, but that's what we're concerned about. Plus, watching social media, there must have been a big Omaha Storm Chasers game last night because a lot of people went to Werner Ballpark. I don't know why you'd go to, if you're in Omaha, go to the College World Series. You can go see the Omaha Storm Chasers, whatever. I guess it's probably an easy ticket this time of the year. But Dustin McComas joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from OrangeBloods.com, and we all know what OrangeBloods.com is talking about, and that's Texas. Dustin, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. We got a chance to talk with Coach Garrido last week on the show, which is just awesome. And somebody like him doesn't have to do what he does anymore. He's done enough of it. But he continues, kind of like Mac Brown, he knows how to work with the press. And I'm sure that is pleasing to those that are on the beat every day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every conversation with Augie Garrido, you usually get a laugh. You get some insight and maybe a story or two, but he's always terrific to us, and he's always a joy to talk to. And it's amazing over all these years how much he's adapted, but how much he stayed the same at the same time with the same principles for his team, some of the similar strategies and things like that. But he's a real treat to be around and a great person to work with.
Let's take a look at what Texas does. Coach Garrido said after game two that the practice they had between the Irvine loss and then the win was a lot more fun, a lot more open, kind of refocused the team. What was practice like yesterday?
It was similar. Maybe not quite as loose as the previous practice, because I think that was one of those ones where it was just like they had to get the funk of losing out of their system. But the practice they had yesterday was very similar. Guys having a good time, but at the same time get their work in. Didn't seem like a group that was feeling any sort of pressure or anything like that. Seemed like guys that were, in Omaha having fun playing baseball and trying to keep their season going.
If you are in Omaha for a long, long time and you're not on the baseball team, even they have to find a way to kill some time. But what's it like, the long grind? I mean, this isn't a weekend series where a Texas fan goes to Texas A&M, watches three games, and comes home. What's it like from the outside? Here in Nebraska, we can go back home, but if you want to stay and hopefully follow your team to the finals, that's a long, long trip, and Texas always is well represented. Have you talked to any of the fans about how they're handling their time in Omaha?
Yeah, I have. And like you said, Texas has been here so much. A lot of these fans, make the trip up here every time Texas is here. And, a lot of them just come every year sometimes just to make the annual trip and get up to Nebraska and watch the College World Series. But, Texas fans love the area. I mean, you've got the zoo, you've got the nice new downtown stuff. You've got casinos across the border if you want that. But, Texas fans that I've talked to have no problem at all killing any time they need to and getting out and doing some things other than watching baseball.
They have casinos? Gosh, I didn't know that. I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
I'm looking at one outside my window right now.
We're talking with Dustin McComas of OrangeBlood.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Okay, they lost to UC Irvine. We get the rematch tonight.
maybe some folks thought that they played better in the second game against Louisville, and maybe they did. I just think that they were still the better team on Saturday, and that game probably should have been over after the third inning. Texas had so many opportunities, left so many guys on, and they let UC Irvine hang around, and they came back and stung them. Did they play that much better in game two, or did you kind of agree with what I thought?
Well, I agree in that they definitely had their chances early in that first game to win that game. And, you know, and Coach Greedo said when Texas has lost this season, that's normally been the story. They leave guys on base. It's not the pitching. It's not the defense. It's just the lack of timely hitting. And that's exactly what happened in that first game. And I thought they did a good job early of creating chances. I thought they really made Morales work. And, you know, once they let him settle in, it was over. And, you know, in the second game, I think there was a little bit of a difference in maybe the mentality in the batter's box. There was more confidence. There was more healthy aggression. I mean, guys weren't getting themselves out as much. They were putting together quality at bats at a higher rate. They looked a little bit more relaxed and in character. But it wasn't dramatically different than the first game. They just capitalized on their opportunities a little bit more, and that was the difference.
We've got analyzation of tonight's ball game. Chad Hollingsworth looks like he's been tabbed to be the starting pitcher. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, Chad is right-handed sophomore. He started some games last year kind of as a Tuesday guy for Texas. Didn't start any games this year because he was so good in his bullpen role and because Texas was just loaded with starting pitching. His first start was the regional championship game against Texas A&M. Goes down to the mound and throws a complete game, pitches Texas to victory. And, you know, the book on him is that he's a really tough-minded kid. He doesn't really get bothered by the moment or the environment, really throws strikes with all his pitches, mostly a fastball, curveball guy. We'll show the change at times. I mean, his stuff is not going to overpower anybody, but he's got really good command, and he's going to throw strikes, and he's going to force you to put the ball in play. And with Texas's defense behind him and, you know, pitching in a park like TD Ameritrade, he's a guy that is suited to have success in this kind of environment.
As far as the way this ball club is playing here, give us your assessment. Everybody can pitch well. All the hitting, obviously, is down. Well, what's going to be the key for Texas not only to win tonight but to push Vandy over the weekend?
I think it just for Texas, it's going to come down to its execution and shootout hitting. When you watch all these games in this environment, the chances teams have offensively are few, and the teams that capitalize the best of those chances are ultimately the teams that win, and those teams that play good defense as well. And Texas' defense has been outstanding all year. They're good at getting their outs on time. They don't really give teams extra at bats. If that trend continues for Texas, it's just going to be about can they get the two-out hitting and can they execute offensively when they get those few chances. And if they do, the pitching and defense should allow them to keep playing and after tonight and maybe even push Vanderbilt a little bit.
Talking with Dustin McComas of OrangeBlood.com for just another couple of minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Texas was down here the last couple of years, and Coach Garrido says his freshmen have really been mature that came in and have been quality players. From your vantage point, Dustin, where was the program at the start of the year, and how important was this season to get to College World Series level? Even though it wasn't the greatest of regular seasons as far as conference play goes, here they are with a chance. How important was that for Coach Garrido? Because we all know if they're not doing well, they'll be saying time for the old man to go.
Yeah, and there was some of that going on. And with the new athletic director and Steve Patterson, who really hasn't given Garrido any sort of public endorsement, when Texas hit that slide Big 12 play, there were some people questioning if, you know, how much longer he'd be at Texas. So that this season was very important for him. It was very important for the Texas program. After the two seasons they had when they missed the NCAA tournament, after the first one, goes out and now hires a new hitting coach, and Tommy Harmon leaves the program, who's been there forever. So they make that change, and, you know, the first year the results didn't really show, and they finally showed in that second year under the new staff when they kind of got their recruiting class in there and finally started turning things around some. But it was extremely important for Garrido. I mean, a lot of people were questioning, you know, did he have the ability to get the program back to Omaha again? And during that stretch of the regular season, there were a lot of questions. There were a lot of people that thought, okay, this is 2013 all over again. But to credit them for going out and changing the mentality of their players, that's what they set out to do in the fall. They said they had to get rid of the entitlement in the program. They had to make the team tougher, and that's what they did. So when they hit that adversity midway through the season, it turned into a positive afterward instead of totally unraveling the team like it did the previous two seasons. That's a credit to the Texas coaching staff, and it's a credit to those players that stuck around, and it's a credit to those freshmen that bought into the program.
And Dustin Tomchatel, Omaha World Herald, wrote his column yesterday and mentioned that with Texas coming up to play the Huskers next year, they'd obviously like to play a game at TD Ameritrade as part of that series. Are you hearing anything if that will or will not happen?
Nothing concrete. I know that the idea has been tossed around, but nothing official on that front. But I do think it makes way too much sense for that not to happen, not to have at least one game up there, especially because the coaches and the players love getting into that environment as something to look forward to and also as something to get your feet wet. So if you are fortunate enough to get back there late in the season, you're a little bit more comfortable in that environment. So, yeah, nothing official, but it makes way too much sense not to happen.
Okay, Dustin, tell me the truth. Now, reporters don't necessarily don their school colors, but treatment of Texas fans in Omaha is what, in your opinion?
I think it's good, but it's interesting that over the years, over the last 10 years, and after Nebraska left the Big 12, Texas was the only team to get booed during the opening ceremonies. But but I think the treatment of Texas fans has been great here. The people are very gracious. I've never heard a Texas fan complain at all about being up in Omaha. They always love taking the trip. So, the people up here, a lot of class. They treat all the fans great, and I've never heard a Texas fan complain about it.
With two solid years, Augie Carrito could get to 2,000 wins. Is that what the folks down in Texas think we're shooting for? How long does Augie hang around?
You know, if you would have asked me this a year ago or 2 years ago, I would have told you that, you know, he thought he was going to keep coaching for 5, 6, maybe even longer than that. Now, I just don't know. He's got 1 year left on his contract. I'd like to get an extension. I think that's something that will be discussed in the off season. But I think if it was up to him, you know, he'd kind of coach 2 or 3 more years and really, you know, leave on a high note when the program is in fantastic shape and he's had some success again. But as of right now, I mean, he's definitely not ready to stop. Loves what he does. He loves the relationships with his coaches and his players. And he likes where this program is really heading right now. And he thinks Texas is going to have a lot of success in the near future. So at least a few more years for Garrido, I think.
And Dustin, we'll let you out of here with this. You're watching a lot of baseball, as we all are here in Omaha at the College World Series. Who's the best team right now?
You know, heading into the tournament, I thought TCU was the slight favorite just because of their starting pitching and their bullpen and the fact that they've been in so many tight, close games recently. But obviously they lose a heartbreaker last night in extra innings to Virginia. But I look at Vanderbilt as the team I think that has to be the favorite right now. They're sitting there waiting at 2-0 in their bracket. If you're going to beat them twice, you're going to have to beat Carson Fulmer in one of those games. They'll have Tyler Beattie again after that at some point. They're probably hitting the ball the best of any team here. So I think you'd have to consider Vanderbilt the favorite at this point. But I certainly wouldn't count out TCU. I think they have what it takes to get out of that bracket even with one loss.
And your favorite, have you got to any place that's really cool to eat yet while you've been in Omaha?
No, not especially. But I will say that I have frequented the areas in the bars in those areas right outside TD Ameritrade. And, you know, one of my favorite hangouts down there, the Blatt. Omaha does a great job of putting a ton of TVs in their sports bars, and I love it. And I want to thank them for that. But the Blatt across from TD Ameritrade, I've hit up more than a few times, and people there are great. Love the TVs, love the food.
Well, don't step on the broken piece of concrete on the top floor of the Blatt, and don't let the wind suck you off the top, okay?
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Hey, Dustin, appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be listening and watching Longhorn baseball tonight against UC Irvine.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Dustin McComas, orangeblood.com, where you can follow what's going on with Texas sports. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked what you thought about the Nebraska Dangers playoff chances. 67% says they're going to win tomorrow, but they'll probably drop the championship, which means they'd win the intense conference. 22% think it's all over tomorrow night, and only 11% going with United Bowl champions. So let's see if Mike Davis and the crew, all healthy and ready to go, can bring home two victories and prove us all wrong. Our Midtown Mart cooler question today, you can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Which undefeated team at the College World Series has the best chance of winning it all? Vanderbilt or Virginia? Which V do you got? Here's the deal. I think Vanderbilt has a better chance of getting to the finals, because I think they will be the favorite over either Texas or UC Irvine. I don't see either Texas or UC Irvine beating Vanderbilt twice. UC Irvine had their chance, and they let it get away from them. They've got an outstanding pitching staff, but they had that 4-2 lead, and they're not going to score four runs again. And they let that get away from them. That would have been interesting had Irvine been the undefeated team. But I think Virginia is the better team. Although TCU, man, they really gave them problems. And I'll tell you what, I can't wait for tomorrow night, TCU Ole Miss. That should be a great baseball game. If Mississippi can get any hits, produce any kind of offense, that should be an outstanding baseball game. In fact, I think that'll be better than the one we see tonight between Texas and UC Irvine. But I guess we'll wait and see what happens. So I'm going to say Virginia, even though I think Vanderbilt has a better chance of getting to the final. Nonetheless, if it's those two, we should have a heck of a best of three next week. That's our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk a little Hastings American Legion baseball and the opening of Duncan Field last night with head coach Russ Kending after this.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
In 1902, Carrier introduced the world to modern air conditioning. We've been improving on the idea ever since. So if you're getting the idea to upgrade to a more comfortable, more efficient system, think about Carrier. There's no better time than right now. Get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new home comfort system by Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call Anderson Brothers today at 308-236-6437. Or in Holdridge at 995-4481.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, the only member-owned financial institution in the area, offering checking, savings, auto, or mortgage loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Serving the financial needs of those who live in Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, and Webster counties. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Duncan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with it. Say, Saturday night, going to have a get-together out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds to benefit the Cole Roseberry Memorial Fund, and the Tuscan Road Band will be performing some great music, and it's for the whole family. Free burgers, hot dogs, and chips. They've had so many donations to this event, and a free will donation will be taken up, and all families are welcome. Again, the proceeds benefit the Cole Roseberry Memorial Fund. It's used for home necessities of Kearney school students. So let's do this right and head on out Saturday to the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Free burgers, hot dogs, and chips from 6 to 7:30, and then Tuscan Row Band playing from 7:30 to 12:30. This is all at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds this Saturday. So bring the whole crew out and enjoy some fun. Burgers, hot dogs, and chips. Who doesn't like that? And, of course, great live music Saturday night at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Well, last night, a lot of great hoopla surrounding the opening of Duncan Field, and we even had a no-hitter. And, unfortunately for Coach Russ Kindig, it was on the wrong side, but Coach still giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks, guys. I think you might have the wrong person on the radio today from that game last night.
Peyton Pocock got the job done, and, I mean, you guys have had some battles. Kearney and Hastings have always had battles. This isn't even the first meeting of the year, so very unusual to see a performance like that, and you've had a good season, so he just had it going on last night.
Yeah, he sure did. You know, had that outside corner and stayed out there, had a good curveball, and, you know, our approach was go to the right field. That's what we saw the first couple innings, and, you know, Kearney made every play that we put out there.
Did you tell them they should have saved him for tonight against Brighton?
Yeah, sure. yeah, we wanted to win tonight and not last night, I guess.
Well,
no, that was a tough home opener with all that was going on last night, but, you know, hats off to Kearney. They came out and played and did a great job.
Well, let's talk about it. Still, for the first couple of innings and the pregame and all that, you guys got to be the first team out on the new Duncan Field. Your thoughts on all the renovations?
I think they did a great job, you know, keeping it modern and at the same time keeping some of the history that we had there. If you haven't been there or haven't drove by, I'd suggest you get down there and take a look. It's a great, great event, a great stadium. Our guys are happy to be in it.
What were the changes that you thought, Russ, are going to benefit baseball? We've heard about the concession stands and the placing of the new press box and the lights. What about the field? Will it play any different?
I don't think so. They didn't do a whole lot there. You know, we're working in foul right now with some saw that they put in, but it seems to be in pretty good. You know, as far as the field or players, nothing's going to really change there. You know, last night, I guess, we saw some shadows from the awning. In our 5:30 game, the hitters were in the shadow, and then as that 8 o'clock game started, it looked like the pitcher was in the shadow. So, you know, that's adjustments that we'll have to see that we're not used to seeing.
Talking with Russ Kindig, he is the head baseball coach. Hastings playing some baseball against the Brighton Bulldogs. For you, you're 14-10 on the season, though. Tell me a little bit about your season to this point.
Yeah, you know, we've played pretty good baseball. We're not a team that's going to go out and put a ton of runs on the board. We're going to rely on our pitching and our defense. And, you know, when Kearney comes out and puts up a few runs early on, it's like that, and we kicked it around a little bit. It's going to be hard for us to catch up in those kind of games. But played good baseball. Defense and pitching has been great, and we've got the timely hitting that we've needed for the most part this year. So I think we're on a good track right now.
And I've got two schedules in front of me, Coach, so I don't mess this up. Game time is what tonight? And originally Kearney was supposed to play a doubleheader. Is that still the same?
Yeah. Nope, we are going to play one single game. Brighton's coming through to play in a College World Series tournament in Omaha. And they somehow come in from Colorado, got an 8 o'clock in the morning game tomorrow morning. So They didn't want to play two tonight and get into Omaha after an 8 o'clock game with us. Whatever time, you know, it'd probably be midnight or after. So, unfortunately, we scratched Kearney, and after they threw a no-hitter now, I don't feel bad. but now we're just going to go one with Brighton at 5:30 tonight.
Who's on the mound for you tonight, and tell me a little bit about your pitching staff overall.
Right, we're going to throw Alex Pangonipan, who is a senior on the team from last year, pitched a little bit for him. You know, he's a three-pitch kind of guy that, you know, at Duncan Field, he's a fly ball pitcher, so he's a good guy to have for us on the mound at home. We feel like a really good outfield, so he's going to go out there, pitch to contact, which he's done all year, and we'll run him down for him. Other than that, we threw Zach Merrill last night, who's been a great pitcher for us. I've had the fortune of having him 2 years on the junior team before this year, and he's been great. Mason Spilnick is a Legion baby, which sounds like that might be our last year. Might not now, they're talking, but Mason's another guy that's going to pitch to contact, and he's not going to go out there and wow you with anything, but he's going to, you know, he finds himself in that fifth or sixth inning and gets us deep into games. Jared Foote is a guy that's come on for us last year, kind of a surprise guy for us last year that's really thrown well and pitched great this weekend against Millard North, so he's starting to show some signs. But we're about five or six guys deep. Brady State and Ben Clausen have been great on the mound for us, so we're happy with our pitching, but, you know, if we're going to pitch to contact, we've got to field the ball behind us, and that was a problem last night.
Russ Kindig with us for another minute here, the manager of Five Points Bank Seniors, obviously, as you alluded to, coaching the juniors, having them in state tournament atmosphere and kind of following these kids up to the next level. And you are really busy, and hardly getting a chance to even get practices in. 9 games in 10 days. Do you consider this the most important stretch of the season for you?
It's a big stretch. You know, obviously our record will determine our seed and area. You know, when we schedule them, you think, God, one of them's going to get rained out, maybe. But God, I don't know if any of these are going to get rained out. It's a good thing that we're deep on the mound. You know, we're getting a lot of guys' time and getting a lot of ABs, so hopefully this will be a good stretch for us. And we're off next weekend, so, you know, we piled them on pretty good here, and then we'll give them a weekend off. So always big games.
And as far as, like we said, you play the Colorado team, a Wyoming team, you go to Ryder Park for the tournament this weekend, where you'll see some Lincoln, and then Grand Island comes in. That's always a good rivalry game next week. Every coach, I know Coach Archer over here approaches the league games as the most important on the schedule. Is that the same way you do it, or do you put more emphasis on weekend?
Sure. Our league games are our biggest games, so not that we don't care about the weekend games or non-league games, but we're going to throw our top three or four, or, you know, whatever it is. Last week it was 3 league games. This week it's 1. So we were all hands on deck last night as far as our pitching staff. But we'll go throw the rest of our guys in our order, and we're going to win our league games if we can. You know, last night, if we win that game, we're sitting with 2 losses in the league and still have a chance if we go out and beat Grand Island twice. But now it's going to be pretty tough to win the West.
Well, Coach, a lot of cool things going on in Hastings, and let's see if the boys can bounce back tonight. The game's on 12:30 a.m. with Mike Will, and we will be listening to the ball game, get a chance to do that, and then watch some College World Series when you're done. So best of luck, and we'll chat again.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Russ. Russ Kindig, head coach of the Hastings 5 Points Seniors, as they are home again tonight, 5:30, Brighton, Colorado Bulldogs, and a Wyoming team tomorrow. They play 3 games at Ryder Park. They play 5 games. They play all kinds of games this weekend at Ryder Park against Lincoln Southeast and North Star, and then the Grand Island Home Federal coming in next Tuesday night. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Eric Strickland is going to join us, part of the Cornhusker State game Torch Run. He'll be putting on a variety of clinics as he comes through the area, Scottsbluff, North Platte, Kearney, Grand Island, and then, of course, moving on into Lincoln. T&L Irrigation says go wireless and help stop the copper thieves. Just one of the many benefits to their hydrostatic proven technology that continues to work. Since 3/4 of the land some farms own, JMR Farms Irrigation saying they began in the 1950s with the first pivot irrigation system being installed almost 40 years ago, and all but one of the electric pivots were hit by thieves. And so now they go, hey, choice is simple. We're going with T&L. Don't have to worry about that minimal amount of copper. Why even mess your time? There's hardly any copper with a T&L. And that's not the only reason, of course, to own a T&L pivot system. You can find out a whole lot more by going to your local T&L dealer or going online to TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
Doug Duda here for Prairie iNet Wireless Internet. Name 2 things you hate worse than unreliable internet service.
I can't even think of one. Thank goodness we have Prairie iNet. I love these guys. They're local, so if there's ever an issue, you can talk to real people in our country. I called Prairie iNet to handle my internet service because the service is notoriously reliable, they're local, and best of all, Prairie iNet doesn't make you sign a contract ever. What does that say about Prairie iNet? That they don't force you into a contract? You know that they'll work to earn your business every month. You'll love your service with Prairie iNet wireless internet. No risk, no contract, and the switch was so easy. One call and their professional team had me surfing in no time. Plus, if you mention my name, you'll get your first month free and a six-month membership to Netflix. What are you waiting for? Call Prairie iNet, your internet provider. 308-535-1858. That's 535-1858.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Plan now to attend the 2014 Nebraska High School Finals Rodeo at the Adams County Fairgrounds. See performances at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. each day on June 19th and 20th. The Finals Rodeo will be on Saturday, June 21st at 1 p.m. See the best of the best compete at this rodeo. You don't want to miss it. For more information, call 402-462-3247 or log on to AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com. We'll see you at the State High School Rodeo, June 19th, 20th, and 21st.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
This is Kevin Kugler, voice of the College World Series, inviting you to join me for every game here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation.
Panero, a drive to center field. Well hit. Jones going back. Makes the catch. Tagging at third is Woodruff. On his way home. Virginia wins. A 15-inning marathon.
1-2 pitch.
Looped into right field. It'll drop in for a base hit. And Ole Miss wins it.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me for every game of the College World Series.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be in Hastings at Central Community College with the eight-man all-star practices going on. We'll catch up with the campsters, as always, talk with the coaches and couple of the area players. Mike will join me for the Doug and Daddy Show live from the eight-man all-star camp tomorrow in Hastings. And then Friday, we're going to be out at Kearney Country Club for the Tasha Kiter Memorial Golf Tournament, which benefits Snag Golf, putting that program in Kearney elementary schools. And we'll hear more about that. We've talked about the program before. So that is this Friday. Next Friday, the 27th, it's the Kearney Catholic High School Foundation Golf Tournament, and they still have room for some teams out in that on the 27th. So there's a couple of tournaments the next two Fridays out at the Kearney Country Club. If you're interested, give them a call at 234-3151, and they will get you set up. A couple of other sports notes, and then we'll chat with Eric Strickland, catching up with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Nebraska assistant coach Will Bolt is up for the Sam Houston State job. He was a volunteer at Texas A&M after playing for the Huskers. Then he was the head coach at Texarkana College, came up and joined Coach Darren Erstad's staff just down the road from his hometown, one of six finalists. And according to the Bearcat website, all six are expected to chat with the athletic director within the next week. You never thought you'd have a chance to get Nebraska season football tickets? Well, if you've been in this seat yourself where you can look online and get tickets right now, and I can't imagine that they won't be scooped up immediately, you've got a chance to get season tickets to the Huskers. Go to Huskers.com for more information or give the athletic department a call, 800-8-BIG-RED, tickets 56 per game or $392 for the seven-game season ticket package. Fans who purchase season tickets save over $100 from the actual single game product. Nebraska volleyball team left yesterday for a 19-day trip to Japan and China. They'll be in Tokyo, Shanghai, Beijing. They'll be spending the 4th of July overseas. And Coach John Cook talking about that. We'll hear from him on this afternoon's sports and as we get a little closer to their competition. Michael Colgate, as we told you, named a D2 All-American and then did his qualifying yesterday for the U.S. Amateur Publinks. We told you about that as well. So that covers most of what's going on the local sports scene. Well, as we've been talking about the Cornhusker State Games and Cornhusker State Games torch run all over the next month, the actual games in the Lincoln area in July, but the Cornhusker State Games torch run going to be going on through the state next week. And again this year, Livewell, Nebraska, part of the Cornhusker State Games, will have a special guest putting on clinics. Eric Strickland, former Nebraska basketball player, will be making that trip across Nebraska, stopping in Kearney on Wednesday. He's in Grand Island on Thursday and three other stops along the way that we'll talk about as well. But Eric joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Eric, great to catch up with you again. How are you?
Doing great. Been a good summer. Feeling kind of bad about those individuals up in Pilger, you know, what had happened up there in Nebraska. And hopefully what we've got going on will be able to just bring a little bit of life in the torch run and Cornhusker State Games will be great. So it's good to hear from you guys as well.
Yeah, any pride in the state, and especially now that with this 30-year anniversary, I know everyone's trying to take it up another notch. Now, of course, obviously you've got big shoes to fill. Jordan Larson, Kurt Tomasevich, two Olympians coming through the state last year. So what do you got for us this year?
Well, you know, we're just going to, you know, just try to do some camps, have some great times, some fun, teach some skills. We want to really promote, you know, health and education of health and wellness and really getting out and being active. And so we want to do that with the torch run coinciding with the torch run and going through Nebraska and just having a good time with the folks out west and moving on down through Lincoln.
We're talking with Eric Strickland here on the Doug and Daddy Show back home after his extensive collegiate career, NBA career, and will be making the trip across Nebraska. What do you think, Eric? I guess maybe it's been 5-6 years ago where the big push was really starting to, you know, quit playing video games all the time and get out and start doing a little bit more. Do you think that's happening?
Well, I think kids are trying to do that a little bit more. I think parents are trying to do that and get their kids a little bit more active. I definitely remember, you know, my times where we didn't, you know, come inside until the lights came on. You know, we stayed outside. We were active. You know, we were creative. We didn't have bats and we didn't have balls and we didn't have teams and we used our imagination and we stayed as active as we can. We rode our bikes, but you know, then we're living in a different time too. You know, it's tough because, there's some wild and crazy people out there. I mean, you know, the kidnapping of kids, whereas back then, you know, you used to be able to let your kids kind of go in the neighborhood and around and the neighborhood kind of watched each other. But now, you know, it's tough. So it's kind of a fine line. But I think kids are getting out and doing a little bit more nowadays, and it's good to see.
You're now the player development coordinator with a group called Give and Go Hoops. Describe what that is, if you would.
Yeah. I was doing that before I got the job at New Mexico Highlands University. And what that is just we would get some high school and college guys and, some MBDL developmental league guys. And so there would be some overseas pros and they would come in and we would do drill work and, skill and development work and working on different areas that they wanted to enhance their games. So we did that out of Phoenix. And then we also did it with some MBDL teams. We did a little bit with the Bakersfield Jam. You know, I do it, travel around with them, some of their national tryouts, and we do some of that skill and development work as well as coaching some of those teams when they were looking to try out for the developmental league. So those are some of the things that I did in that aspect.
Eric Strickland with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, making the trip through Nebraska next week with the Torch Run and putting on clinics in five different communities. What is the difference working with younger age kids as compared to what you're doing with maybe high school kids trying to get them ready for college?
Well, I think the younger generation, from what I've been seeing, they're wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. They really want to get better. They want to work hard. They really want to put in the time to develop their skills and to be good and great. You know, there was a generation where you had that and street ball mentality for a while, and they kind of lost the development of their skills. And you know, when you have AAU and a lot of those things as well, you're just playing so many games that you're not really developing. You're pretty much just playing, and you know, you need to take some time and still develop in different areas of your game, you know, hone in, and that's been a lost art. But hopefully, you know, I think coaches will hopefully start to refocus and rechannel some of that thinking and you know, take a few days out of the week of their, you know, minimal practice times and try to get some of that skill development work in.
And you talked about working with the youngsters at each stop. It's a short time. It's a couple of hours. It'll be at the Kearney and the Grand Island. Why? What's your message going to be to these youngsters since it's a short time?
Well, you know, just give them a few tools that they can take home with them. You know, a few things that they can learn and that they can work on, not just at the camp, but just that they can also go to their, you know, prospective teams. And just a few lessons that I was able to learn, you know, coming up that helped me to become a better shooter, a better ball handler, you know, and just different aspects of my game. So we'll try to give them some of that, but then we'll have fun too. You know, we'll play a few games and, you know, challenges a little bit. Hopefully my shoulder will be feeling good. I'll be able to shoot a little bit and just get in there with them. So it'll be fun.
Talk with Eric Strickland here on the Doug and Daddy Show here for a couple of more minutes. Eric, did you ever get a chance to compete in the Cornhusker State Games?
I think I got a chance 1 year. I played in 1 year. I think we lost to T. Buchanan's team. It was a while ago. But, you know, then, you know, when we played in the pros, those are certain things that we couldn't do. And then afterwards, I didn't get back right after I retired. I kind of wanted to just get away from basketball. So I probably didn't touch a basketball for a few years after that. Golf became my my love. And then I wanted to get back into the game. And so I hadn't played in it since. But I still think it's a wonderful event. It's a wonderful thing. It's great competition. And it's fun to see the state come together and unite under a banner of the Cornhusker State Games.
Well, Eric, while we've got you here for the interview, NBA season just wrapped up. Do you still keep an eye on that? And just kind of your thoughts on what you saw from the veterans at San Antonio.
Yeah, no, I definitely watch it. You know, when I did sports analyst work, so I definitely keep an eye out for the game. And I love to watch the strategic aspects of the game and, you know, the adjustments that are being made, and to watch how Pop and, you know, Spoelstra were, you know, trying to counteract one another. But Pop put together a great game plan. He had a lot to work with. He had tremendous versatility in using a D-Al and you know, how he was able to mix and mingle some of those guys and throw different guys at LeBron and give them different looks. And but one thing that they did is they picked up the pace and they kept an attacking mentality. They didn't give them any breathers, and you can do that when you have tremendous depth that they had. And they've got great play off their bench. You know, Patty Mills steps up to D.L., and he turns into a starting role. And then you've got Ginobili, you know, picks up. And then, you know, guys at different times when Tony Parker was down or when other guys were down, you find guys like Splitter getting, you know, double-doubles and great games. And then Danny Green, and then finally you got Kawhi Leonard to step up. So it was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal final, and I did pick the Spurs to win, but I didn't pick it to be in that fashion.
And a lot is made of the Heat going four consecutive years to the finals and the toll that takes.
Oh, yeah.
Your thoughts on your thoughts on how long will it take? I mean, you can't take a year off anymore. You know, you can't just sit off to the side and say we're going to rest and make a run in a couple of years. So what do you think we see in the future for both of these teams?
No, they've got to keep adding pieces. The trouble is that they, you know, they have a payroll that's very high, you know, right now. So it's tough to do much with it. You know, if you can get Dwayne Wade to take a pay cut and Bosh to take a pay cut, you know, LeBron deserves his money. He continued to be a constant, and then maybe you can add another piece or two. You know. I don't know how Ray Allen is going to be able to fare and how long he's going to stay. They definitely need a big man. They need depth inside. And then they don't know what they're going to do with Chalmers. And, you know, and I think Norris Cole played pretty well. But whether they keep Chalmers or not, they're going to have to think about and take a look at that. So it's going to be an interesting summer for Pat Riley and what they're going to do and what direction they're going to go. They don't have many options. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of people that would love to come if the money is available for them to come. People are talking Carmelo Anthony. I just don't see that. I don't envision that happening unless one of them leaves, you know, or they don't keep one of them, you know, whether it be Bosch. I just don't think Carmelo, Wade, and James is a mix. But, you know, maybe if Wade goes, and maybe Carmelo's a fit, but we'll see.
Well, when you talk role players, and we'll just ask you a couple more questions on the college scene here. Nebraska did it with role players last year, and obviously made one of the biggest improvements in the country. New facilities. Your thoughts on where Big Red is right now?
Yeah, they look very good. I mean, they made a tremendous push. They're still a young team. They really were just finding out who they were together. Last year was really the first time that they really got a chance to see one another and work together as a unit and figure out roles and, you know, how they all fit and what the pieces are. So, you know, I hadn't got a chance to see what they did in the recruiting aspect and who they were able to pull in. But, you know, hopefully they can add a few pieces. If they got a good, solid big man or two, then they would really be good. You know, Pritchford is versatile, but they still need a guy that they, Leslie does a wonderful job, but one more guy down there that can give them depth at that position would help them really, really well. So they look good. The facilities are great. Practice facilities, all that's phenomenal. They have a lot to work with, so it's good. Tim Miles is a great coach. He's doing a wonderful job. He's got a great staff. So hopefully they'll continue to do that.
And Eric, we'll let you out of here with this one. Obviously, right here with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, a longtime member, used to be of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. You mentioned at the start of our chat here, New Mexico Highlands, and a lot of people here are familiar with that. What was the connection, and how are things going?
Well, the head coach is Joe Harge, and when I was playing in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets had bring me over to the Nuggets organization, and they brought me in for a workout during the summer, and then the Mavericks ended up signing me, giving me a good deal, and I ended up going there. But Joe Harge was there at the time. We worked out together at the same time, and that's how we first met. And you have a friend that you came into the league with, and you remembered, and Joe Harge had a spot. He gave me a shout and asked if I was interested in doing something different than skill development work and coaching. And I said, yeah. You know, he said he had a bunch of guys that he'd like to bring someone like myself in to help mentor them. And so he's resigned now, though, at the position. And the position's open. I applied for the job, and they're going to be looking for a new head coach. And my contract with them ends in June, the end of June. So I don't know. We'll see what I'll end up doing after that. Still looking at different opportunities to go elsewhere, but we'll see.
Well, hopefully everything works out as you hope it will, and we'll get you back here traveling through the state of Nebraska down I-80 next week, and we appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, Eric. We'll do it again sometime. Best of luck.
All right. Oh, man, it's always a pleasure. You guys are great. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Eric. Eric Strickland with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One of the great athletes coming out of the University of Nebraska. Monty Kratzenstein said maybe top five ever. I don't know. I mean, he was good at everything, though. Again, you automatically think you have to be a football player to be in the top five at Nebraska. I don't know. Strick was right there. Erstad right there. And, yes, he was a football player, punter, holder. But his baseball was what he did. Hockey, man, just some good ones there. Also, some news just coming down the line here via the Twitterverse. Robin Walshett putting out there that former Kearney High, Nebraska kicker Brett Maher has been released by the Ottawa Blue Bombers after their first game. And it looked like
Winnipeg.
And he's going to the Ottawa Red Blacks, who's already picked him up. So that quick, he played an exhibition game. And now, I don't think, according to their schedule, it doesn't look like Ottawa has even played. Looks like their first preseason game is Friday, if I read that right on the schedule. So he's immediately picked up, still in the CFL. But one of those deals, they're not going to keep him along. So still a job, still in the CFL, and again, just looking for that opportunity to hook on with someone and then maybe get a big-time job back in the States. Folks, it's lunchtime. So good when you go to Cunningham's anytime. Cunningham's Journal, it doesn't have to be for lunch. It can be for happy hour. It can be to enjoy the great music. Had some live music going on out in the courtyard again last night. They'll keep it up all summer long. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Saturday night to go out and enjoy live music at Cunningham's. They've got it for you virtually all week long. Check out when you go into Cunningham's the list of bands, the list of musicians that are in for the month of June. They're located on 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Of course, Cunningham's Journal opens 7 days a week with great food specials. Doesn't matter if you want a great burger, maybe something a little lighter like an appetizer or a salad on a day like this, pizza, a variety of sandwiches. They've even got some new items on the menu and a lunch special every day, which Wednesday is 8 delicious wings in your favorite sauce for only $5. Every Thursday, it's a pub burger and beer, $6.49, and happy hour from 3 to 6 every afternoon. Big-ass beers, 3.5, well drinks, only $1.50. Escape ordinary, get in the air conditioning, or just right there in the shade of the umbrellas out in the courtyard. Cunningham's Journal, the Loft and Courtyard, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. And I think, unbelievably, we're almost at the end of the program. Couple of national notes. Rory McIlroy, who was mad about losing his clubs. Well, he didn't lose them. United did, and he wasn't happy about it. He is going to play for Ireland, not Britain, when golf returns to the Olympics in 2016 in Brazil. The 25-year-old from Northern Ireland was eligible to play for either and had been deciding who he wanted to go with for more than a year. And Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams will be the top seeds for Wimbledon when that gets underway here later this month. Andy Murray, the defending champion, first Brit man to win it since the 30s, will be the number 3 seed. College World Series tonight, and you'll be able to hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Also, in case you hadn't heard the promo already, we will have the United States and Portugal's game Sunday at 5. Today, it is 1-1 with Chile and Australia, and a big game for the defending champion Spain. Since they got thumped in the first round, they will be taking on their second game today. So there we go. They will be playing Chile. Australia is tied at halftime in their game today in the first round of the World Cup with the Netherlands. So that's 1-1, and now they are into the second half. And the number one women's golfer in the world, Stacey Lewis, saying this morning she would prefer that 11-year-old Lacey Lee wasn't in the U.S. Women's Open, saying you got to give these youngsters time to grow up and learn how to win. So that gets going tomorrow. We want to thank all the folks who joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Dustin McComas of OrangeBloods.com, Hastings Legion baseball coach Russ Kinding, and Eric Strickland, former Husker NBA talent with the Cornhusker State Games coming through next week. Tomorrow, Doug Duda and Mike Will, that's me, and Mike will be in Hastings with me at the 8-man All-Star Football Camp, talking coaches and players, getting you ready for Saturday's annual classic. We'll talk to you then. Enjoy your day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.